Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is November 23rd, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and today's show, The Healing Soul. Your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, is an author, spiritual teacher, Reiki master, Reiki teacher, and an intuitive. She enjoys giving readings and teaching classes, lectures, and seminars in both Michigan and abroad. Her goal is to teach you some intuitive techniques to open up your third eye while incorporating wellness and oneness. Her topic for today is missing crossed loved ones and the holidays and unconditional love. So without further ado, I give you your host, Mary Beth.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you. I hope you're doing well. And I welcome everyone to The Healing Soul. And today I just want to talk about missing your loved ones that have crossed over on the holidays. No matter how long it's been, if it's recent or even if it's been years, it's just normal to cherish those memories of the loved ones that have crossed over. I myself have, you know, lost my mom and my dad and my brother and a nephew, and always at the holiday time, but, you know, even every day, but especially at the holidays, you remember your loved ones that have crossed over. And, you know, this year, instead of feeling sad, try to remember the good memories and know that we're just our souls and that we will see them again. So I just outlined a few things to try to make you realize that connection, that soul-to-soul connection, that love really does transcend time. Think about your loved ones who have crossed over, you know, today and the days leading up to Thanksgiving, and you can remember those good times and the stories that make you laugh out loud and just warm your heart and make you feel like they're still here, because that's really a beautiful way to connect with spirit. And they know and they see you reminiscing about the good times and looking at photographs and really remembering the love that they felt for you. This is just a beautiful way to remember them. And instead of focusing, especially if they had a long, drawn-out illness, to focus on, you know, what made you happy about them and what made them such a unique soul in your life really honors and cherishes them. And it makes you feel better, too. So it's just a soul-to-soul connection. And like I said, love really does transcend time and space, so know that you will be with your loved ones again in spirit. And, you know, as you grow and become more intuitive and more spiritually enlightened, you really can talk to your loved ones in meditation and ask them questions and, you know, quietly listen for responses and then journal what comes to you. And you'll really know that it's them by the way the message comes across, the words that they would have used, and it just makes you feel like you have them in your daily life still. I do this on a regular basis. You know, I especially miss my mom and dad, and I'll ask messages, and even my brother Joe, I'll ask advice still and put it out there. And I always get a response and or have a vivid dream where I feel like they visited me literally. I'll have a memory I'll even see what kind of clothes that they have on and I'll recognize them. So it just warms your heart and soul to know that you still do have that heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul connection with your crossed-over loved ones. And, you know, leading up to Thanksgiving, you can ask them for a sign, maybe a scent, perfume that they wore, or if they smoked and you don't, you smell cigarette smoke. Pennies are a common thing. You find change around the house or items moved. With me, my mom likes to turn lights on and off, and I know, you know, for sure that it's her. And also when I smell lilacs, I know that mom is around. And my dad smoked a pipe when I was real little, and I smell that sometimes also. I know he's around. And sometimes it's just a feeling and a knowingness that you know a certain person is around you, and you can, you know, either in your mind or out loud, tell them that you love them and that you miss them and that you're glad that they visited. You can even set a plate at the dinner table on Thanksgiving or Christmas for them. And, you know, doing this, people that are family members that are attending, you can even go around the table to honor their loved one and share a quick memory of the person that has passed. And this is really healing if the person has passed in the last year or year and a half and it's really fresh, because it sets the tone of honoring and respecting and remembering their love for you and your love for them by sharing a story. And it makes everybody at the dinner table feel better. You can visit their grave site, or you can just say a prayer for them and light a candle and think about them, because your crossed over loved ones can see this and they know that you're thinking of them. And from my personal experience on the holidays and around this time of year, I always have more supernatural experiences of feeling their presence and remembering things that I haven't thought about for a very long time. And I know that's their way of communicating with me and knowing and showing me that they still are around me. And I believe that our soul is just a bright, shining light like a star that guides us through our darkest nights and leads us to the perfect path that we need to be on. And this bright light is what our relatives are now. It's their soul self. And know that we can, you know, we're just thumped into this body right now, that we're our spirit, we're our soul self, that we definitely will unite with our crossed over loved ones when we pass. And it's just very comforting to know that there will be a time that we're with them again. And again, you know, angels are messengers and helpers. And if you're not used to meditating on a regular basis, you can ask for your angels to intercede and to bring you messages from your crossed over loved ones. You can ask for the angels to bring forth a sign. Ask your angels in a dream to come to you, and they can help connect you to your higher self. I always ask my angels for help in everything that I do for the whole day, and I ask for their protection. And if you've just lost a loved one too, and you're really going through the grief process, I send you healing love, that you know that your loved one is still with you and to console you. And you can ask your angels to come to you and give you guidance and to console you and to make you feel better. And they can comfort you in times of loss, especially your guardian angel. My guardian angel is Gabriel, and Gabriel's gotten me through a lot of tough times. You can really facilitate messages from your crossed over loved ones, be it Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Cyril, Jeremiel. Any of the angels can help you with messages, and just to feel that angel hug, like I say, you just feel better and you just feel at peace and you feel calm. And if you're really having a hard time with grief and loss this holiday season, you know, you can always look up a support group and go to a local meeting and call someone that's going through the same thing that you are, because it always helps to be with like-minded people and people that are going through the same kind of loss that you are, because you can really empower each other and have empathy for each other and really help each other feel better, and they really get what you're going through. So if you're really having a hard time, definitely call a support group or a grief group to get that help that you need and to feel reassured. And everybody grieves differently, and there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Just know that, you know, reaching out for help is really it shows your strength, because when you need someone else to lean on, it shows that you're you're willing to get better and to cope and to realize that things will get better for you. But like I said, angels are messengers, and they can even help guide you on how to feel better yourself, especially your guardian angels. And I firmly believe in meditation, because meditation leads to connecting with your spirituality. And the more you do it, the more quiet you get, the more you listen to the messages that come through from your angels, your spirit guides, your crossed over loved ones. And it really raises your vibration. It increases your intuition, and it gets you more in tune with your soul self, who you really are. And once you get to that level, your intuition naturally grows. Your crossover loved ones can come to you in dreams and vivid visitations. You notice the signs more easily, because you're more in tune with your soul and your soul self. And maybe things when you're rushing around, you wouldn't notice because you're not used to meditating or slowing down, because you're busy with everything in your daily life. But that's why meditation is really a stepping stone to enlightenment and to getting in touch with your soul and to increasing your intuition, which in turn allows the messages for your crossed over loved ones who've always been there, but maybe you've just been too busy to realize that they are actually around you and still with you on a daily basis. So if you're feeling extra lonely this holiday season, just know that you're never alone, and that your angels and your spirit guides and your crossed over loved ones are sending you unconditional love daily. And ask them for help, and they definitely will help you deal with your grief and go through the process. And know that all things are possible when you start to believe. And like I said, once you believe, you open up, your intuition increases, you learn how to meditate, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes a day. Just that quiet place where you can listen to your inner intuition and to what your soul has to say. This is where miracles become possible in your everyday life, when you start to believe. And we're all one with God. And like I said when we opened, I really do believe, well, I know that love transcends time and space. And I've had several visitations from my mom and dad and my brother Joe. And I've had messages from my nephew Matthew too. And I know that it's because I've taken the time to meditate, increase my intuition, and realize that we're all spiritual beings in this body, and that when we cross, we go on, and that we never die. And when I had my near-death experience, I saw that we are just a bright, luminous light of peace, joy, and just ecstatic love like you've never felt before. So it's really comforting, even though it's sad when someone does pass, to really realize and know that our soul does go on. So it's just empowering, and it helps. So be self-aware too, you know, of your own needs, because once your own needs are met and you can relax and feel calm, then meditation becomes easier for you. And once you meditate, I mean, it's so good for just you, even if you're not using it as a modality for connecting with your spirit guides and your angels and your crossed over loved ones. It just helps relax you. It helps your blood pressure. It just helps you feel centered and calm. So it's all good. I just love meditation. And if you've never tried it, try it for 5 or 10 minutes every day until you can go longer and become really calm and peaceful again. So I always say, you need to literally say for your angels, I'm asking for help, and expect to receive the help, and receive it and believe it, and just know that they're helping you and your guides too. Your spirit guides can help you too. And here's a quote from Alan Watts that I really like. The fact is that because no one thing or feature of this universe is separate from the whole, the only real you or self is the whole. So we never die. We're immortal. We go on for eternity. This body may cease to operate, but our soul never does. Our soul just leaves and we continue, and we are part of that universal whole. So, of course, we can still connect with our crossed over loved ones because they're part of that whole too. We are our soul. So you need to believe without literally seeing your loved one anymore because they don't have the physical body. But once you increase your intuition, you can feel their presence. And if you get really advanced spiritually and intuitively, sometimes you do get a glimpse of an outline of them, you know, and the first time that happens, it really rocks your world and freaks you out. I know I was 14 when I saw my dad. I literally saw his physical form for the first time. But even just feeling them and feeling their presence is very comforting and can ease the pain of grief and the pain of your loss. So that concentrated attention that you're giving during meditation is really a powerful tool of connecting. So as you're developing a closer relationship with your soul through meditation and just concentrated attention, you realize that you're already whole. You don't need anything and that you're already perfect just the way you are. And what this does is self-acceptance and self-love. It allows you to receive the guidance from your soul, from your angels, and from your spirit guide. And you develop and realize your spiritual path, and it increases your intuition, your spirituality, and leads you down the road to enlightenment and connection with your soul and the souls of the crossed over loved ones that you will be reunited with again. Courtney, do we have any questions, or do you have any questions?
Not at this time, Mary Beth. As far as those who are listening out there, if you do have a question, because we do have listeners in the chat room and we do have listeners who are listening to the radio live right now, if you do have a question, please give us a call at 646-378-0378, or feel free to type it into the chat room and I'll be able to see it. And I want to hand it back over to you for right now, Mary Beth.
Okay, thank you. So if you're feeling really lonely and it's very normal, and don't feel guilty about being depressed at the holidays, because it's very normal and it's part of the grief process to go through. I remember when my mom died, I was 30 and I was going for a second degree to college, and I was just really, really busy, and I had never slowed down long enough to really go through the grief process with my mom. I had kids and I was going to school and I was working, and it was actually Thanksgiving break when it was my first quiet time after my mom had died that I like fell apart for a couple days and cried and it was something that I had to do. So never feel guilty or never feel like you have to answer to anybody, because everyone's grief is different. And how we develop and go through it is right for us. So if you're feeling, you know, really lonely, and I just want you to know that you have at least three spirit guides that help you through life. And a spirit guide is a spirit from a higher realm that's available to help you in every way. And you can ask them for help. And you can ask to meet them in meditation and what their names are. And like I said, we all have at least three, and some of us have more. And as we progress spiritually, I believe that our spirit guides come from ascended masters and higher realms. We've talked about the different dimensions last time and the different astral planes, and I really feel like our guides, I know that our guides help move us up to meet our higher self and our soul self, the more we become in tune and realize that we are our soul and our spirit. They listen to us, and we can talk to them mentally or we can talk to them out loud. You don't even have to be meditating. You can be, you know, driving your car, and if you're stuck in traffic and you've got questions on your life, just put it out there. You know, I'm asking for guidance, and what should I do about this? And then just be quiet and see what first thought comes to you. It's just a really good way of connecting with your spirit guides, and your angels might come forward with a message for you too to help ease you through your grief or your life situation, to make you feel more peaceful, more whole, and just more relaxed and more able to enjoy the events in your life. So it's just like having several good friends on the other side that can help guide you through your life issues and your time of loss. So it's just extra spiritual help that you have. And when I give readings, I always ask my spirit guides to talk to my client's spirit guides to give them the answer that they really need for their highest good. And there might be something internally that's bothering you that hasn't really come to the surface. Like I said, you know, when I had Thanksgiving break when my mom died, it was when I needed to cry, and I hadn't let myself release that emotion. So let yourself, you know, have a day where you release, you know, your emotions, and then do things that make you happy the next day, and try to pull yourself along in the grief process. And let your spirit guides and your angels be there for you and help to guide you and help to comfort and soothe your loss. So if you're ever feeling really lonely at the holidays, you really aren't alone. You're never truly by yourself. You're loved, and ask to feel their love, and you will. And know that your crossed over loved ones are around you, even if you're not aware of it. Ask them to leave signs so that you feel them in your presence. And ask your spirit guides to bring a message through if you can't connect with them directly, so that you feel reassured. And, you know, if you want an intuitive reading or psychic reading, a lot of times mediumship messages do come through from crossed over loved ones. If you're not at a place where you can do it yourself, I really believe that everyone has intuition and everyone has the ability to connect with their crossed over loved ones. It's just a matter of developing that intuition and slowing down enough to have that quiet time to really listen to the messages that are coming through. So talk to your spirit guides daily, ask them for help daily, and you can ask for messages from your loved ones so their spirit can show themselves and know that they are with you for the holidays and that you really aren't truly alone. And, you know, everyone's always shocked when they get their first message from a crossed over loved one, but all religions believe that there's a spiritual soul. They might call it different names, but they all believe that there is a soul that goes on and lives forever. So it really shouldn't be that surprising that we're souls that are still in this body, that yes, we can get messages from our loved ones that have recently died or that have died, you know, years ago, because we are part of that whole universal consciousness, and that our soul is eternal and immortal. We never die. So that, yes, we can connect and we can get messages from them. So have you ever had any supernatural experiences, Courtney, around the holidays?
Yes, I'm actually having one right now.
Oh, you are? Who's coming through?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up this topic for this, you know, for the holidays, because I am actually not a really fan of the holidays. My great grandma, she was so into Christmas. This was her time of year, and every year it just gets harder and harder for me because she, you know, she's gone now and she's been gone for many years. But, you know, I knew I was going to participate in your radio show today, and I just kind of kept an open mind. And when I sat down to do your show, my kitten got up, and she's actually laying on top of the printer and, you know, the computer box. And mm-hmm. she listens to the radio shows once in a while when I do them, but mm-hmm. normally she'll just kind of sit there and watch for a couple minutes and leave. No, she's been here the whole time. And
yeah,
the way
my daughter's
laying,
cat was laying across me too. And wouldn't get off
the
my
way,
notes. Yes.
The way she's laying and the way she looks like my great grandma's cat right now. Just the way she is. And
how cool
you
is
know,
that?
the whole thing is just reminding me of my great grandma. So
isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely beautiful and it's definitely different, but it just kind of caught me by surprise. So that's why when you asked that, I kind of chuckled.
Well, you know what caught me by surprise is here, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I have friends that have recently lost, you know, their mom or dad or even a child. And it's very heartbreaking at the holidays, especially when it's fresh, when it's the 1 year anniversary or less. It is so emotional and so hard to deal with. That I hadn't even realized Thanksgiving time when my mom died, you know, well, it wasn't that, but it was when I dealt with it. It, like, hit me like a ton of bricks. She had died in August, and I had been going to college and working and have kids, and it didn't hit me like a ton of bricks until Thanksgiving break. And when I'm reading that, I was like, oh, my God, that's when it hit me. Of course, Spirit guided me to do this radio show on loss at the holidays. And connecting with your loved ones, because I remember just weeping, heart-wrenching for 2 days over the loss of my mom. And I got that, you know, I needed to do that, and then I felt better. So, you know, I always say, you know, people will tell you, well, you should be over it. No, everybody grieves differently, and when the time is right, you let it out, and you feel better, and then you can realize that they are, like you just said, you got a visit from your grandma through your cat, and how cool is that? It's very, very, very cool.
Why do you find, or I would say, why do you think that most people have such a hard time around the holidays when it comes to grief and loved ones? Because it's true, this time of year is just so hard for so many people. Why do you think it's now? Why do you think it's around this specific time of year?
Well, people get suicidal, they get depressed, they get grief-stricken because everybody's got a busy life. But what do? We stop on the holidays and we're with family and friends. So once again, on the holidays, we stop. And that's when we realize even more than a daily basis that our loved ones are not physically with us and our friends that have crossed are not physically with us anymore. So it's at those special moments where you stop and you're quiet and you're at the holidays and you're all together for dinner and you look around at who's there, that everybody in that room, everybody at that dinner table, that first year anniversary is like, oh my God, they should be here. It's not right. And that's why. And that really never goes away. It can be 10, 11 years, and you still miss your mom or your dad or your child or your crossover friend, because that's what makes holidays special, that love that we feel for each other and sharing meals and stories. You know, I'm getting choked up thinking about it right now, and that's why the holidays are our heart, and we slow down to be together. So I really feel that that's why.
Do you also feel like there might be a spiritual meaning for the holidays as well that might come into play as far as people feeling the loss? I know that, you know, the winter solstice is coming up and so forth. So do you feel like there may be a metaphysical or a spiritual meaning as well?
I definitely think it's more intense. And I would agree with that there is, you know, a spiritual meaning. And I think, like I said, the more we develop our intuition and go higher and higher up the astral planes of spirituality toward enlightenment, the more we realize, I don't need to be sad. They're still here. I know they're still with me. And even though I still get choked up at special memories, I know they're with me daily, and it's comforting. And you can feel the love, and it just makes you feel more whole. And it makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary Beth, would you like to take a short break?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, if you're listening live with us right now, you're listening to The Healing Soul with your host, Mary Beth Lombeck-Nelson. Upcoming events include Mary Beth's books are available on Amazon.com covering supernatural topics. You can search under Amazon under Mary Beth Lombeck-Nelson, and they would make great holiday gifts for anybody who might be interested in supernatural topics and so forth and so on. So definitely check them out. You can call Mary Beth to schedule a reading, learn how to heal your past, and learn about your future. In order to book a session with her, please call 734-560-0355. Mary Beth's next Reiki 1 certification class is December 5th at noon, and her Reiki 2 certification class is December 6th at noon. You must pre-register to attend. Mary Beth is also available on the second and fourth Saturdays during the month from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Crazy Wisdom Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan. During this time, she's available for walk-in readings. For more information and to listen to Mary Beth's archive shows, we ask you to please visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and click on The Healing Soul. You can also connect with her by website or by phone at 734-560-0355, and her website is www.spiritualintuitivemb.com, and that's M as in male and B as in boy. I also want to recommend that if you are listening right now, which we have a lot of listeners and a lot of people in chat, if you have a question about Mary Beth's topic today, feel free to type it into the chat room or feel free to give us a call at 646-378-0378, and that is questions about her topic. And now back to you, Mary Beth.
Okay, thank you, Courtney. And I just want to also really quick, Spirit just told me to touch on another topic. Everybody lives in different parts of the country nowadays for work, and it takes you out of state. And even if you're in state, if you're working or if a loved one passes and you can't make it in time to be with them at their time of death, really forgive yourself, because your crossed over loved one wants you to remember the good times that you had and that they love you. A crossover loved one doesn't hold it against you for not being there at their time of their passing. They know that you love them, and so you really need to forgive yourself. I mean, I've known people that get caught up on this guilt of not being there when a loved one passed, and maybe the loved one was alone, but we're never truly alone. The angels always come and meet and take the person and help them cross over, and the other crossed over loved ones. So know that your loved one wasn't alone, and that your loved one really wants you to forgive yourself and let go of the guilt and grief that you feel and carry, because they love you and they want you to live your life happy, and they don't want you to carry that grief. So please, if there's anybody listening today that feels that grief and has held it in their heart, say a little prayer that I open my heart and I offer up this guilt and I replace it with the love and memories of my crossed over loved one, that they forgive you and they never held it against you. And it's very freeing to know that there is unconditional love for you pouring down from heaven from each and every person that you've ever lost. They're like your special angels watching, helping, and guiding you from above. So please forgive yourself if you're feeling guilt over not being there when a crossed-over loved one or friend died, because they know you were thinking about them, and they know that you love them, and they love you. And they want you to remember the good times and the happy times and when they were healthy and whole and they really want you to forgive yourself. So I know that everybody that feels guilty can forgive themselves and say a little prayer and replace it with the unconditional love of God, your crossed over loved ones, your angels, and your spirit guides. And know that you are loved and that you never are alone and that you can relieve the guilt that you feel. So your loved ones really want you to focus on, you know, the good memories that you have of them. And like I said, sharing stories around the Thanksgiving meal or Christmas meal table, you know, just a short memory. You can go around to each person, really respects and honors your mom or dad or brother or sister or whomever has passed soul. And it will make them happy, and they'll know and they'll see it. And it's just a really special tribute to do for them. And I always pull an angel card every day. And today I pulled the guardian angel of youth. As I share my enthusiasm, humor, and sense of fun, I protect and honor my youthful spirit. So I know we all miss our crossed over loved ones and family at the holidays, but don't forget to have fun. They want us to be happy. They want us to be youthful and to laugh and to, you know, cherish the memories and to honor them with their stories that make you feel loved and make you feel like they're still in the room with you. It makes them happy, and it'll make you happy too. So embrace your youthful spirit and have fun and realize that we are all spirit. We're all part of that whole, and we will be together again, you know, when we leave this physical body. So I just want to read a little insert out of my book on angels, wings, angelic interventions. Transcending the physical body and its needs will come the more open you become to your inner voice. Listening to your inner voice will come to be natural as you journey toward awakening. The physical body has needs that are daily reminders. We have to eat, sleep, and exercise to keep healthy. We need to remember the mental subconscious mind has different needs. They need meditation. They need a clear mind, positive affirmations to keep our energy high, envisioning what we want so we can create it in our life, so our thoughts become our reality. So have a positive vision about your crossed over loved ones and about your life and what you want to do and where you want to go. And it'll make you feel so much better. And like I said, forgive yourself and honor your family that have passed away. And if someone's still grieving and it's been a while, you know, just try to reassure them that their loved ones are around them and that they want them to be happy and to release any guilt and to remember the good times and the cherished memories from when they've passed over, you know, before when they were younger and, you know, maybe they played baseball with you, or my mom liked to read poetry with such enthusiasm and she was a big kidder. And my dad would have, you know, he's a quiet man, but would have one-liners. And, you know, my brother Joe would always host, you know, Thanksgiving at his house. And he would always be the hostess with the mostest and was very caring and giving. And just remembering all those good things, you know, that your crossed over loved ones, their personality and their spirit will honor them. And it'll make you feel like they're still at that table with you. So I just want to close and tell you to have a happy Thanksgiving, and may you feel your crossed over loved ones close to you this holiday season. And I thank you for listening to The Healing Soul, and have a beautiful and happy holiday season. Thank you very much. Goodbye.